They're cutting down fine old trees at an amazing rate along the routes I travel between Marcellus and Oswego, are the highwaymen and the tree surgeons. Many of those trees, I'm sure, had to go, but others with equal certainty had many decades of remarkably healthy growth ahead of them, judged by the soundness of their trunks and the evidence of good growth inscribed in the last few rings. As far as I can determine, trees representing nearly 3,000 years of accumulated growth have been terminated over the last couple of years along the routes I take. That's a lot of shade and windbreak protection, a lot of bird and mammal nest sites, and a lot of atmospheric conditioning gone, not to mention a tremendous heritage of natural beauty. A 100-year-old tree is a pretty remarkable biological achievement, not to be taken lightly or dismissed with cavalier disregard. Consider only the energy exchanges involved. Right now, we're in a time of great change in the world about us. No 2 days are quite the same. In fact, the point might be made that no 2 hours are quite the same, so rapid is the unfolding of events. Many seeds will go from near zero to from a little packet of growth cells and nourishment tissues to full growth in a little over a month. They shoot up so fast that the patient observer might well convince himself that he or she can actually see the growth. Remarkable. Many are diverted by the miracle of the seed, even if they don't understand it as an energy transaction, during which the plant is transformed from a dependent consumer living off nourishment provided by the seed to an independent producer providing for its needs through photosynthesis. In fact, every early spring growth spurt, the opening of the leaves of the trees and shrubs, the spate of young weeds in the garden, is financed by surplus energy from the previous growing seasons, properly packaged and stored to await its time of need in subsequent years. How, you might wonder, does the tree finance its first spurt of spring growth? It calls upon energy reserves, converted sunlight, stored in trunk or roots, and transported to the site of need through its own ingenious internal plumbing system. So buds pop open and leaves, twigs, and flowers develop before the tree can produce a single cycle of photosynthesis. Observe red maple, pussy willow, and shad bush, all of which bloom and are pollinated before the leaves are fully open. It's a significant, I think, that most people, even in an energy-conscious era such as this, do not realize that there is an energy requirement involved in the greening of spring. We need to realize that there are no free rides in nature, any more than there are in our lives. We can't drive our cars even a quarter of a mile without using gas, and a plant can't grow an inch without nourishment and fuel. What we see going on at the ends of the branches is only part of the story. A comparable amount of growth takes place underground at the root tips to improve its basic anchorage in the soil and to increase the number of tiny rootlets through which it can take nourishment. In the trunk, too, a new supply of its internal piping is being added as the tree grows to increase the strength of its support system. This all occurs as soon as the tree can finance these additions to its plant. Meanwhile, it's consuming carbon dioxide from the air and releasing oxygen into the air. Quite a piece of work, I'm sure you'll agree. By the time a tree has invested 100 springs and summers in these great transactions, it has amassed an amazing record, and one not to be taken lightly. It also has become a senior citizen and is beginning to show signs of old age. It is now more susceptible to the buffeting of the wind and the invasion of insects. It is old and in declining years, but is not necessarily diseased. When the highwayman comes to your door with the sad news about your favorite front yard maple, ask for specifics if he says it's diseased, and don't hesitate to seek a second opinion. I know the good public servants who care for our highways may hate me for this, but I believe that old patriarchs deserve some honor and some solicitude, whether they're man or beast or plant. If a tree along the highway has to go because it's in the way of future development or power lines or other good reasons, let's say so. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks, saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week. keep it natural.